Results of divorce.
Do you like differences of opinions? When there are differences in opinions, it will create discord. Excess discord results in a divorce.
From the perspective of daily living, are our conflicts due to differences of opinions or differences in our thinking?
For all those who have not received the gnana of self-realization, all differences are differences of opinions. For those who have self-realization, theirs is a difference in thinking. Differences in thinking do not cause hurt. A difference in opinion causes major conflicts and discord.
Is it better to have a lesser difference of opinion?
People who aim to get along with each other should not have any differences of opinion whatsoever. With such differences of opinions, discord and clashes will result, leading to loss of humility. Differences of opinions results in clashes and separation of inner oneness of minds, which in turn leads to a miserable relationship and eventually a divorce.
Our marriage is in trouble. We clash with each other a lot. We are concerned. Please help us, Dada.
That is exactly what I am saying. It is not good. It does not look good to the world. There is no meaning in all this. There is still a chance for improvement. As long as you are in the human body, you have a chance to improve the situation. Why should it be like this anyway? Why create negative public scenes? You will have to understand a little bit at least, will you not? Do you understand? You have to be superficial in these matters. So many of you men have taken the role of a dhani, that is dominating husbands. You fools, why are you behaving as if you own your wives? You are a husband only as long as you are living or as long as you are not divorced. You could be divorced tomorrow. Then whom will you dominate?
Nowadays, many people get divorced. They have small children and the parents leave them. Are they not liable for the children's nisaso? That is, the negative effects of children's grief on parents, resulting in negative karmic bondage?
Yes, they will be liable. But what can they do? Truly speaking, they should not get divorced. Really, they should tolerate each other for the sake of the children. It would not have mattered if they divorced before having children. But if they divorced after having children, they will have to suffer from their children's nisaso.
If the husband has a mind that does not work and he does not do any work, he does not know how to run the motel. He just stays cooped up within the four walls of the house. So what then should be done?
What else can you do about it? There's no guarantee that you will find another one who is better than him.
Yes, that is for sure.
If the second husband is worse and if he abuses you, then what will you do? It happens to many women. Their first husbands were better by far and they were better off. Is it not necessary for people to understand this?
If we leave it up to Dada, then will we get a better husband the second time?
He may turn out to be nice, but after 3 years, he may have a heart attack. So what will you do then? This world is full of danger. It is better if you just tell yourself that things are meant to be the way they are and that you should accept whatever occurs. Accept it as correct. Accept it. That is better for you. The first husband is generally good. The second is generally unfaithful. He's looking for something like this. He's wandering around looking for someone, and she too is a wanderer, which is why they meet each other. It's like two wandering cattle coming together. Instead, the first one is preferable. He may be useless, but at least you know what he was like. At least he will not strangle you in the night, and you can be sure of that, whereas the second one may strangle you. You should compromise just for the sake of the children. Even when there is only one child, he will become forlorn and unsupported if you divorce.
Yes, the children become without support.
Where is the mother? Where is the father? If a person loses his leg in an accident, will he not live without it for the remainder of his life? Or will he commit suicide over it? In the same token, put up with a crippled marriage. You do not find your husband undesirable now. But when you do, what will you do? Even if he is not of a sound mind, you married him, and that makes him your husband. You should say, mine is the best of all. There is no such thing as a bad husband in this world.
If we say he is the best, it would go to his head.
No, it will not. The poor man works outside all day long. When does he have time to misbehave? Regardless of what your husband is like, you must accept him. Is it right for you to go out and get another one? Can you buy one? When you try to correct your situation by getting a divorce, it is not acceptable to the world. Other men will also ask whether she is a divorcee. So, where else can you go? Instead, just stick to one and settle your accounts. How many husbands do we change as Indians? This one that you have, whatever he is like, he's a real one, so deal with it and settle your account. As for men, whatever your wife is like, even if she fights and acts up, it is better to accept her. It is not as if she's eating you alive. She just keeps yelling and shouting at you. At least she is not physically abusing you. Really, she is just a radio. But you are not able to truly understand all this. You may feel she is the one perpetuating the conflict. But later on, even she regrets saying the things she did. Therefore, is she the one doing the talking or is it the radio? In Bombay, there was a lady whose marriage was falling apart. Her husband was secretly having an affair. When she found out, there were terrible rows at home. She came to me and told me what he was doing and asked me what she was to do. She wanted to break away. I told her that if she can find a husband who will be faithful to her completely, then she might leave her current husband. Otherwise, where was she going to find a better one? As such, her husband had only one mistress. I told her that was good under the circumstances. She should let go of the matter and she should keep an open mind because she would not find a better husband. In this era, you cannot find a good husband or even a good wife. All these are trash and garbage goods. There are no good men or women to choose from. This current time is not meant for choosing. It is meant for settling past accounts. As far as you are concerned, you have to settle past accounts. But instead, men and women are preoccupied in trying to behave as husband and wife. Instead, people are complicating their accounts further by taking too much interest in their marriage. You pitiful people, you just have to settle everything here. Take the approach which has the least amount of conflicts and settle your accounts. There's not much time left.
Dada, whatever events unfold, are they because of our past accounts?
Without account, they would never meet. As long as the world exists, there will be wounds. The wife will say that her wounds will never heal, and yet she plunges back into the worldly life and the wounds do heal. This is what I call a stupor of fascination. This fascination exists because of her moh, that is, attachment to worldly life. Because of her moh, she forgets. It is because of this moh that her wounds heal. If these wounds did not heal, then one would get vairagya, that is, non-attachment to worldly things. What is the definition of moh? It is when many things have been experienced, but that experience is forgotten. While getting a divorce, a man decides that he will never marry again, and yet he takes another desperate risk.
I was telling her that 99% of married couples are incompatible with each other.
Incompatibility amongst a couple in this era can work in two ways. It either elevates them spiritually, or it will take them all the way down to the lower life forms. Compatibility between couples can stagnate them both spiritually. It may even hurt them spiritually. An incompatible couple can make spiritual progress if they both use jnana to prevent clashes.
Under what circumstances is divorce justified, Dada?
These darn divorces are things that have just come about. Previously, there was no such thing as a divorce.
But nowadays they take place. So under which circumstances should one get a divorce?
If there is no possibility of harmony, then it is better to separate. If it is impossible to adjust, then it is better to separate. Otherwise, I say one thing only, adjust everywhere. Don't try to multiply things between the two of you by saying he's like this and she's like that.
Are the divorces that take place in the West when couples do not get along considered bad?
What is the meaning of a divorce anyway? Are these people cups and saucers? When you cannot separate even a cup and saucer, how can you separate a man and a woman? It may be acceptable for the Americans, but you are an Indian. Once there used to be a vow of one wife and one husband. The kind of thinking which prevailed was that other than his own wife, a man would not even look at another woman. Where then do thoughts of divorce have any dignity in such a place? Do you like divorces? In the animal kingdom, amongst the dogs, there are divorces, and now amongst the humans as well. So how are humans and animals different? Man lives like a beast. In our Hindustan, there would not be another marriage after the first one. If the wife dies, the husband never remarries. What spiritual purity was possessed by the men born back then? If a couple's on the verge of getting divorced, I will reunite them in 1 hour if you bring them to me. I will mend them in 1 hour so they remain together again. All these problems are merely fears due to a lack of understanding. Many couples that were separated have now been happily reunited. These are our moral values. Couples go on quarreling and yet they stay together for 80 years. Even during the funeral rites on the 13th day, the widow would prepare everything that her late husband liked. She would even order food all the way from Bombay for the ceremony. A young boy would say to the old widow, Maji, that is the title used to address elderly ladies, 6 months ago he pushed you, and at that time you were calling him all kinds of names. She would reply, even then I would not find another husband like him. That is what the old widow would say. From the experiences of her entire life, she will discover that at heart he was a nice man. His traits were awkward, but at heart he was good. Our lives should be lived in such a way that people would take note of us. We are Indians, not Americans. We are such that we abide by and endure the women in our life. And the women are such that women do the same. In this manner, 80 years together will pass. Foreigners do not tolerate even for an hour. Neither he nor she would endure even for an hour. The fireworks of everyone's prakriti are exploding. Where did these fireworks come from?
They are an inherent trait in everyone.
You might be convinced that today there is going to be a big row, but instead it fizzles out. If your mind keeps tormenting you by saying over and over again, he said so many things to me, so many horrible things happened today, then you should pat yourself on the back and tell yourself to go to sleep and that everything will be all right. Did your wounds not heal? Is everything not fine now?
When the quarreling takes place, is it not the karmic baggage brought forward from the previous life that is coming out?
When fighting takes place, new karmic baggage is simultaneously being added for the next life. After receiving this gnan, however, only the old karmic baggage of the past life comes out. New baggage is not being filled.
When my husband is quarreling with me and I am doing pratikraman, is that a problem?
There is no problem.
Does the karmic baggage come out during quarreling?
Yes, all of it will come out. Wherever pratikraman is done, the baggage is coming out. Pratikraman is the only solution in this world. What will you do from now on if your husband gets angry?
Settle disputes with equanimity.
Is that so? Now will you leave him?
No, Dada.
If he goes away, what will you do? What if he says he cannot stay with you?
I would call him back, Dada. I would fall to his feet and ask for his forgiveness.
Yes, call him back. Appease him. Stroke his hair. Do whatever you have to. After that, things will settle down again. If a job can be done with just common sense, then use common sense. The next day, if he says, "You were at my feet begging me, were you not?" then that is a different matter. Then you can tell him, because you were leaving, you were acting like a mad person. He's under the impression that she will always plead and beg, even though she only did it spontaneously to solve the problem at hand.